Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen here on 1320 WILS, also streaming live on 1320WILS.com. How are Michigan seniors using technology? Are they Facebooking, are they Twittering, or are they mostly staying away from it all? Well, state officials want to know, and if you're over 50, they'd like you to take a survey on the topic to find out why there's such an interest. I'm joined by Wendy Middleton, the director of the Program and Partnership Development Division at the Michigan Office of Services to the Aging. Welcome to the program, Wendy.
Thank you.
Now, in terms of the survey, I know you want it completed by December 15th. What exactly is it that the office wants to find out here?
Well, there's a lot of news right now about the digital divide, you know, the difference between what folks in different age groups use for technology and how comfortable they are with it. So we have a series of questions that ask, do people use technology? What kind of technology do they use and what do they use it for? So we can get a better idea of how people 50 and older are using all of the technology that's available to us right now.
Now, the Office of Services to the Aging, is that focusing on residents that are 50 and over then?
Well, by federal law, we are mandated to serve people who are 60 and over, but people who are 50 and over are on their way to being 60. So we're trying to, we move the age group down a little bit to get a better idea of what people at different age groups were really using and how they were using the technology.
From what you've seen, I mean, is there a general sense that the vast majority of those 50 or 60 and over are at least on the internet and use things like email?
It really depends. I'll use my own family as an example. My parents are 74. They don't use the internet. They just haven't had a need to use it. They use the phone. But there are also lots of people who are over 60 who use a lot of the technology. So not really knowing where the dividing line is or dividing lines are, I guess, depending on the technology they use, we decided to do the survey to see if we couldn't figure some of that out.
And is the survey then looking at basic use, or are you looking for things as new as Twittering and things like that?
We're looking for everything from, you know, the lowest technology up to Twittering and iPad and all of that. We want to know what people are using. And a lot of it, is trying to figure out how do people use this in their daily life. So are they using it mostly for communication? Are they using it to search for information? You know, how are they using it?
And when seniors are not using the internet, email, is it generally because they just don't want to?
I think we're going to find that out with the survey, but I think it's access is an issue. There are parts of the state where it's really hard to get fast internet service. Also, if you don't have a need to use it, I think you have less of a tendency to use it. I mean, we already know from some of the first few surveys that we've gotten in that a lot of older adults use it to communicate with their family, especially their grandchildren. So if you don't have that need, you might not be drawn to it. I think that's how most people, at least people who are older, and me included, really get involved in technology. I have a need to use it. I need to communicate with someone. I need to get information. And so then that spurs me to learn about it and get comfortable using it.
I'm talking to Wendy Middleton, the director of the Program and Partnership Development Division at the Michigan Office of Services to the Aging. So what's the idea then if we do find that there is a significant number of those 50, 60 and older who are not using some of the technology? Is it to encourage them to do so?
Well, I think what we're trying to figure out is how best to communicate with people who are 50 and over in the state. What are the percentages of people who are comfortable with technology, who will use technology, and those who don't, so that we can make sure that we get information out to people in forms that are useful to them, and also figure out, you know, what can we do to help people get comfortable with technology? It's part of a bigger study that we're going to be doing.
And typically then when you're interacting with seniors, I assume it's done via mail, normal mail, and telephone?
Well, also email. I mean, a lot of the folks, our State Commission on Aging members and our State Advisory Council on Aging members, the majority of them we communicate by email, but there are always a few who we have to send regular mail to or use phone calling to get in touch with. So I'm expecting that the rest of the population will probably mirror that, but we don't really know yet.
And are seniors really those that aren't using technology, do they typically feel isolated, or do they kind of enjoy the fact that they're not involved in all this new crazy stuff that's around now?
I think that depends on who you are. We've heard all kinds of things across the board. I mean, it's some people just, and that's true in the younger generations, too. I won't say really young, but, you know, 40 and up. There are still people that are just not comfortable with it. They don't like it. They prefer to use snail mail. And there are always going to be people who aren't going to be really comfortable with the latest technology.
Now, the services to the aging, what kind of services does the office kind of encompass?
Our office receives state and federal money, which we then send to local area agencies on aging in the Lansing area, Angham, Eaton, Clinton. It's the Tri-County Office on Aging. And the services are anything from home-delivered meals to congregate meals to in-home services, transportation assistance, just a whole wide range of services that are available to people 60 and older in Michigan.
Michigan, I know, has been said to be one of the oldest states in terms of our population in the country. Do we have a sense of what percentage of the state is 50 or 60 and older, and how quickly that's likely to grow in the coming years?
Well, there are 1.8 people in the state right now who are 60 and older, and we expect that to grow dramatically in the next 20 years. I'm sorry, I can't remember exactly the statistic at this right this second.
But almost 1 in 5 right now in Michigan,
yeah,
over 60 years old. And what is the condition for many of our seniors in the state at this point in time? I know the economy has hit a lot of working families. How are seniors faring?
We've seen actually a rise in poverty amongst older adults. And so we're concerned about that. And we're working with the state demographer right now to take a look at the 2010 census data and figure out, exactly what the population looks like.
It sounds like ultimately, though, for most seniors, it's a financial condition they're in. And is it that they're on fixed incomes and now they may even face pension taxes, things like that?
That's partly, but there's also a lot of technology that can be very helpful to older adults. There's telemedicine, and there's assistive technologies that are helpful with communicating with doctors. There's a whole bunch of stuff that may not cost seniors anything, but we're still trying to get a handle on, you know, what do people use, what are they familiar with, and what are they not familiar with.
I mean, it does seem that the state has very little money right now for really anything in the budget, and you're describing a situation where we're going to see a real major increase in the population of seniors here in the state. Is this likely to cause some difficult times for the state and for seniors here in Michigan?
I don't know exactly how to answer that question. I mean, we need to plan for a larger population, but we also have part of that larger population also has better benefits than we've had in the past. So it's kind of hard to tell at this point in time. We don't know for sure.
And in terms of the survey then, December 15th, now that's the deadline. And how are you going about distributing the survey?
Well, they can get a copy of, they can do it online if they go to our website, and or they can call their local area agency on aging and get a paper copy and fill that out. And we also know that they're being distributed at county councils and commissions on aging and senior centers around the state.
And you said this is part of a larger effort to understand the digital divide. This information, what are you likely to do with it once the survey is completed?
Well, we'll figure out what the data tells us, and then we'll take a look at, it's part of our whole overall advocacy effort for older adults in Michigan, and then we'll take a look at, what kind of things need to be done to help people access the services if they want to, or access technology if they want to, and, you know, make recommendations. Every year we go through a process of making budget recommendations and that sort of thing, so we'll take a look at what people told us and figure out how we might be able to support and assist older adults and go from there.
Well, it should be interesting information. I can't help but wonder off the bat even how many seniors in Michigan don't have an internet connection. My guess would be probably something under 10%. Does that sound about right, you think?
I have no idea.
I'm guessing the survey will help provide some of that information. Wendy Middleton, the director of the Program and Partnership Development Division at the Michigan Office of Services to the Aging. Wendy, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.